Hello, good evening. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. Moving on. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I vote.
You're definitely going to vote. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, an affiliate, or not rich?
Usually Democrat.
Democrat. Are you
usually.
Or is a member of your thank you for that opinion. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or a Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No.
What is your main racial background? African-American or black, Asian or Asian-American, white or other?
White.
And what is your age?
90.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
From the following list, which issues should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? I will read you some choices, and you will choose the most important, okay? Crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, access and cost of healthcare, climate and environment, abortion, housing and property insurance costs, the economy and jobs, local growth and development, environment. Thank you. If the elections for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describe how you're likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Are you going to definitely vote the Democratic candidate, probably vote the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
You will definitely vote or probably vote for the Democrats?
Definitely.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as a president?
He's doing a good job.
So you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
He's okay.
Somewhat approve then.
Approve,
and do you
yeah.
approve or... Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
No.
So you somewhat disapprove
terrible,
or strongly disapprove?
Terrible, 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 terrible.
So you strongly disapprove then?
Yes.
You now will be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each person. If you have no opinion, or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Ventris Driscoll, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Who's that?
Oh, if you heard of him, that's okay. Moving on. Ronrico or Rico Smith, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know.
Thank you. Don't worry. If the elections for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Joe Biden.
And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Yes. Definitely.
Now, if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Rico Smith, the Republican candidate, or Ventris Driscoll, the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Ventris Driscoll, then. Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Frank Trisisco, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates will be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community? Or a candidate is in elected office and wants to use his experience to continue delivering in your community?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't worry. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Not changed.
Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. It's forced to choose. Who do you blame more for these higher costs? The Republicans who control the state government in Tallahassee, or the President Joe Biden and Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C.?
The Republicans.
Republicans. Thank you. As you may know, Republicans are the majority party in state government. Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results, or a Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't worry. Thank you for that opinion as well. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for Florida State House? It is extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is still radical and I will almost always support the Democrats. Or it is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions.
The third. The last one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about this past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempt assassination only threatens my support for him. Or in light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. We will now vote for Donald Trump this November. Or while political violence is unacceptable, it does not change my view on the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump.
I would never vote for Donald Trump.
Thank you.
Well, he did.
You will now be giving a statement.
What?
Yes, continue, sorry. Yes, continue. Well, you will say.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, I would never vote for Donald Trump. What he did to those little kids. What he did to those little kids in Central Park when I first heard about him, and he hasn't improved since.
Thank you for that opinion. You now will be giving about each candidate running for Florida State House. Afterward, please indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. Democrat Frank Trisco, an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and worked as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Trisco was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Trisco is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economic recovery for all Floridians. Or the Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base worked as an advisor to veterans and serves on the board of directors of the Florida Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. If Smith believes that both parties have failed our community and as an African-American man wants to bring new generation of leadership to state government to work in a bipartisan way to fix the property insurance and crisis and ensures all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. For whom would you vote? Democrat Francisco or Republican Rico Smith?
The last one.
The Republican, Rico Smith. If you knew the following statement about Democrat, Francisco.
Yeah.
Thank you. If you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the elections for Florida State House of Representatives? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Rico Smith is an unapologetical supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support they need to do their job. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to him, to both, based on that statement?
More likely.
Next one. Rico Smith believes the best thing that we can do for future generations is give them a quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote after that statement?
I'd like to vote.
Somewhat more likely then.
Yeah.
Rico Smith supports efforts to streamline overdevelopment and encourage the construction for more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of home ownership. Are you much more likely to vote for him? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely after that statement?
I don't know.
Don't worry. With the trust in government all-time lows, too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reason, Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interest of its citizens. Are you much more likely to vote for him? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely after that statement?
I think I'd vote for him.
Somewhat more likely then.
Yeah.
Rico Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bill, Smith wants to take bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering, and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates. Are you much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely after that statement?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Don't worry. If you knew the following statements about Francisco were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Francisco in the elections for Florida State House of Representatives? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Ventures Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose a Republican because it's how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your community. Are you much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely after that statement?
I would probably not. Less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Yeah.
Next one. Francis Rizzo has done nothing to fix property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. This group voted against reform to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise in companies and continue to drop coverage. You're much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much likely to vote for her after that statement?
Less likely.
Venture Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigration who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her after that statement?
I really didn't understand the statement.
Let me repeat it again, I'm sorry. Ventris Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Less likely.
Ventress Driscoll is endorsed by a teacher's union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I can't answer any more questions. I'm sorry. Okay.
We're almost done. We're almost done. We're in the 85%. We're missing four more from Driscoll, and then we're moving for a statistical purpose only, ma'am. It will be quick.
I don't know.
Moving on. If you have no opinion, you can let me know as well from the following questions, okay?
Okay.
Frederick Driscoll opposes giving parents and students much more options to attend school that better serves their needs. Voting against Florida school choice law. I'm sorry?
No opinion. Just
don't worry.
Just no opinion on anything else.
Yeah. Just for quality purposes, I will let you know the statement. You can tell me if you have no opinion. So since Ventura Driscoll has been elected office, inflation has skyrocketed, proper insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less in their paycheck. Driscoll has 6 years to address these problems, and nothing has only gotten worse. So if you're much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
No opinion.
And Ventress Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who haven't been wronged by these large companies. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
No opinion.
Thank you. And taking into account everything that you just heard, in the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Rick Smith, the Republican candidate, or Ventress Driscoll, the Democratic candidate?
Probably the Democratic candidate.
So you mentioned probably. You now will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or you always vote Republican?
I usually vote Democratic.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Very liberal.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or four-year degree, or post-grad degree?
Four-year degree.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. We appreciate your opinion. Have a great night, ma'am.
Yes, bye.
Bye-bye.